As promised, Pat Deacon has joined us at the microphone. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Jean. How are you?
I'm well,
Louise.
Thank you.
Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Sorry, I had to walk in the middle of our ranting and
I loved it. It was great. As I said, rant on. All the more ranting, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
I feel the same way. I feel like, you know, these days, like if I see anybody doing any kind of public demonstration, it almost doesn't matter what side they're on or what the issue is. I think
at least they're speaking
goodness,
out.
Goodness. Yeah, yeah. It's so good
to
see.
You know, every letter to the editor we get, and I've been doing this for a number of years, I always say, thank you for speaking out. You don't know what the difference is that you are making by doing this, because people read it. They know they're not alone. You know, it's really important.
And for some reason, there's a kind of a chill on it. You know, people have sort of lost the habit of the notion or maybe the courage or the conviction that it's going to make a difference. I don't know what it is exactly, but it seems to have fallen off. So when we were looking at the letters about the clear cutting, for example, and, you know, they're pro, they're con, they're people being defensive, they're people being critical, but it doesn't matter. You know, it's a good public discourse and it's so great to see the conversation going back and forth. Anyhow, speaking of public discourse and conversation.
I was just thinking about, I noticed that Louise Sproul on the Facebook page of the review advertised the Brown Bag Series 2, and she said, open your minds. And I just thought, wow.
Well,
I'll tell you. Rather outspoken, and I thought it was not an invitation.
That's actually a command.
Yeah, but it's true, and I'm often described as a doubtful person.
Skeptical, even.
Yes, skeptical. And I went to your last Brown Bag series, and it did open my mind. Mm-hmm. And anyway, you have another Brown Bag lunch series coming up, and it's starting on January 27th, which is next week. And you had talked to me a little bit about this before. It's like hot and cold. And so maybe you can tell us a little bit more about where that came from.
Well, I was thinking about this winter and how we had this extremely warm weather, and then it became, you know, we waited a long time for winter to actually start. And and how it was going back and forth for a while between summer and winter, and now we're right in it. But with it, once it comes, the flu season starts, the cold season starts, and I just wanted to share with people some alternative ways of dealing with the colds and flus when they come. So the first one is actually I'm going to talk about fevers and colds. The second, which that's January 27th, the next one, February 3rd, I'm just going to talk about the flu.
And what do you mean by the flu? Do you mean that we've all had vaccinations about? Or the kind where you're aching and you think there's something wrong with me? But
sometimes people refer to a stomach upset as flu, but that's not true flu. True flu is fevers and chills and aching all over, and it affects your lungs. You know, that's a true influenza, and that's what I'm actually going to look at.
Okay.
I'll deal with stomach upsets, you know, in another series actually, but for this one, I'm just focused. And then the third week is on burns and frostbite. And like with the first series, my goal is to equip people with some very simple tools that they can use at home with their friends and family. And, you know, the goal in acute homeopathic treatment is to basically speed up whatever the ailment is. You know, an acute ailment by definition is one where the person will either, as one of the old homeopathic teachers from the turn of the century said, either they get better or they die. So, you know, as opposed to a chronic condition, which is something which we would define as lasting more than 2 weeks.
Right.
But in acute conditions, there are a number of remedies that, you know, most acute conditions will respond to a group of remedies that are actually learnable for a layperson. And so that's what I'm trying to do with these series, is just give people some tools.
And so when you're talking about a tool like for a fever or a cold, I know my staff here, I remember, I'm starting to show my age, I guess, but a cold used to be something that would sort of make you feel miserable for maybe 3 to 5 days.
Yeah.
But the colds we get today, and I'm sounding like, you know, I'm 88 here, the colds I get today, they hang on for like 2 or 3 weeks, and people are exhausted. And I'm not the only one that says that. It's like people are coughing for weeks and they last and last and last. So is that something that maybe
we'll talk about that.
It would be to sort of reduce the, get your body to kind of fight back sooner?
Yeah, what I was going to say about acutes is, the thing with acutes is you know, if the person gets better and doesn't die from the acute, they will eventually get over whatever it was, you know.
Right.
But with the remedy, we're able to shorten the time and to minimize the person's discomfort and pain in the situation. So
right. And what was the feedback that you got from the first brown bag series? Like, did people really enjoy
it? I was blown away how much interest there was in it. I was expecting two or three people, and you know, one session I had to turn people away because there wasn't enough room for them.
Isn't
so
amazing?
So it was it was very well received, and people have been waiting for the next series, and I haven't got around to it until now. So but I'm hoping people will come out for this one. So
yeah. And how are you finding it? I mean, this is a really small traditional town. How are you finding the community responding, like on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think people are I'm astounded every day at the way in which people are accepting of me, you know. I mean, I was at the business meeting, the annual general meeting on Friday night, and it's just, I have never had the experience of feeling like an equal with an accountant, a banker, at a business meeting, you know, a newspaper editor. I mean, you know, I just think this is an extraordinary community, and I think that my impression is that all of the alternative practitioners here are very well accepted and just as part of the community. You know, it's like I could be a baker. You know, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like
you've got your. That's the neat thing about a small town. Sometimes, like that, like often, if I go out to the bank, I think, oh, here's the owner of the newspaper going to the bank, and then I see, oh, there's my plumber going to the bank, and there's it's like we all have our roles in this little town. Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And the way, just the fact that I've been here less than 2 years, and I've only had the office for just over a year, that I'm accepted in that way is extraordinary to me. You know, I've had to fight in other places, you know, So and I shouldn't have said 10, maybe I should say 9, because then things can get better.
Leaves room for growth.
Yeah, room for growth.
But it's still a nice high recommendation of our little community.
Well, I just like to repeat the times and make sure I've got all of the details right. So it's from noon to one, and it's at your location.
Yes.
And
people bring their lunch.
People bring their lunch, and they do have to pre-register because, like you said, you can't accommodate 200 people.
Right.
And the first one is January 27th, and that's on fevers and colds. And the second one is February 3rd, and that's about the flu. And February 10th, it's on burns and frostbite. And the way that they can get in touch with you is by calling 613-676-2829. I love phone numbers that are easy to remember. Or they can email patdeaconhomeopath@gmail.com.
Or they could also find
you on Facebook too.
That's right. I also have a Facebook page, Pat Deacon Homeopath, and they can message me there.
So. Okay, that's great. Excellent. And I just need to give a little personal testimonial too, is that I went not knowing what to expect the last time, and I found it absolutely fascinating and interesting. And it truly did open up a whole new thing for me. I mean, I didn't know anything about homeopathy, and I didn't know how it worked, and I ended up buying a remedy kit, which I have at home, and there you go. So I just encourage people to give it a try, and they can call Pat and ask questions or find out more if they need to. Is there anything else you'd like to share about it?
Just the price, actually. There's a deal. If you come to all three, it's $25, and if you come to a single session, it's $10. And that includes the information sheets that I'll give out and one of the remedies that we've talked about that day. And I should say to people, too, that I don't have full registration now. So if it's, you know, 11 o'clock on Wednesday and you happen to have time, just, you know, give me a call and see whether there's room for you. You know, don't hesitate if it's spur of the moment.
Okay. And if we have flyers here at the review too, mm-hmm. if people want to swing by and pick them up.
And I have it, I actually have it on Facebook as well. People can, as an event, so people can sign up for it if they want.
And it's they could probably
private. And it's public. It's public, yeah. So
but they could private message you through that Facebook
page. They can message me, yeah. Absolutely.
To let you know that they're coming or they want to come. Yeah. That's really great. Well, thanks for coming in, Pat. Thanks, Louise, for handling that interview for me.
And I'm just actually kidnapped it. So.
Yeah. No, it's quite good. Quite good.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you having the space for me tonight.
Absolutely.
Oh, anytime.
We always love to have people who are up to something in our community, and you're certainly one of those people. I just want to repeat your phone number here just so, because you mentioned that people could just give you a call. 613-676-2829, 676-2829, or by email, patdeaconhomeopath@gmail.com. And that's just exactly the way I said it, all lowercase, on all one word. There's no spaces in there. Patdeacon, D-E-A-C-O-N, homeopath. Let you figure out how to spell that, @gmail.com. Thanks, Pat, again.
Thanks
for
again.
Coming in, and good luck with your series, and we'll have to have you come in and tell us how it went.
I'll tell you about series 3 next time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
Good night.
Bye-bye.